Transmissions from the International Space Station have been intercepted and recorded by an amateur radio operator from Norfolk. Don't worry, though, it's all perfectly innocent, more a case of just eavesdropping, really. The British astronaut Tim Peake has been conducting regular Q&A sessions with schools across the country, and later this month it'll be the turn of pupils at the CNS, City of Norwich School. Steve Nichols from the Norfolk Amateur Radio Club's been telling our man Wally Webb how he managed to record one of Major Peake's chats with another school only last night.
Well, I think it's amazing. I mean, the fact you can do it. I mean, last night I recorded, one of Tim Peake's passes as they went over, and had my daughter with me, and it's just amazing the fact you can do it. I mean, the fact that radio amateurs on Earth can talk to the International Space Station, have two-way contacts with them. I mean, it's unbelievable, really.
Just give us an idea of the way the conversation went then. I know we're going to hear some of this, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, he was talking to students at a school in Rickmansworth. So because Rickmansworth is so far away from Norfolk, we could only hear his side of the contact. So we couldn't hear the questions that were being asked by the students, but we could certainly hear his responses. And, you know, he was asked some questions about what it's like to be an astronaut, how did he become an astronaut. And one question I did hear him answer was the fact that what was it like to be in space in the first 24 hours? And the fact he said that, you know, he was very, very dizzy because it does weird things to your inner ear, I think. And, he was getting over that.
I think the hardest thing to adjust to was disorientation, the fact that your ears are really tumbling around and it makes you feel quite dizzy and disorientated. But it only takes about 24 hours. Over. That's a great question. They're very similar, but I think up here you do feel more isolated from planet Earth. Even though when you're living under the ocean, you know, you're still isolated and you're still in a dangerous environment. But up here you definitely feel a lot more distant from planet Earth. Over.
It must be light relief for him to have these communications with school children all over the place. And on the other hand, he must get a bit tired of being asked the same questions all the time.
I think they've worked really hard to get a really, really good set of questions. I mean, they don't just randomly ask a question. They're all pre-selected. He knows what the questions are going to be, so he can come up with a decent answer. And they've really worked hard to come up with very scientific, probing questions for him. So I think he's got 10 contacts to do in the UK during his trip. Yeah. And also, I think at the weekends later on on his mission, he's going to be using amateur radio to talk to radio hams in general, so not just on predefined contacts.
Now, Saturday and Sunday night, around about 6 o'clock or just after, he will be passing overhead again. It takes about 10 minutes. He's travelling at how many thousand miles an hour?
Oh, I think it's something like 17,500 miles an hour, 250 miles up. And the pass is normally about 11 minutes. We can normally hear him for about 8 or 9 of those 11 minutes as it comes over. So it's quite a fast pass. You can see it in the sky. If the sky is clear and the sun has just set, looks like a very, very fast-moving aeroplane, very bright light, just going in a straight line. It doesn't blink, so you know it's not an aeroplane. Right. But it's quite interesting to see it.
And the CNS school are going to have a conversation week after next, I think, but you're not actually given the exact time.
Yes, it's sometime in the week commencing, I think it's the 22nd, somewhere. It'll probably be the Tuesday, Wednesday or Thursday. We don't know which pass or what time. We'll know that closer to the date. It's got to fit in with NASA and ESA schedules. We will be here, so we'll be doing it.
Listening in on conversations from 300 miles up, Major Tim Peake in the International Space Station, and overheard by the Norfolk Amateur Radio Club and Steve Nichols, who was speaking to Wally Webb. It's quite a fine tradition of that sort of thing, you know. I remember my physics teacher at Sprowston High School years ago playing us a tape of what he'd recorded when Sputnik was orbiting around in the 50s. It's a thrill to hear it, and there was just beeps going on, but wonderful.